Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Today we're going to talk about the only position in the infield or the outfield that has a glove all its own, and the one position in softball where the height of the player can be vitally important. Playing first base is indeed a unique experience. Is it a position where you just put your tall, slow guy? Is it just another position to hide a poor athlete? Or is it one of the most vital positions in the game, with more potential outs waiting there than anywhere else? I asked first basemen all over the country to discuss their secrets, the things they've learned from playing the position season after season. And they've responded in droves, so many that it's going to take two programs to cover the hints, tips, methods, and secrets they've given me. In this first episode, we'll go over the answers to several basic questions. And in the next show, we'll look at the tips and suggestions we received, many of them pretty well off the wall. Question 1. What are some of the things you wish you'd known before you became a first baseman? Here are some quotes. Be ready mentally. Keep your head in the game. Things happen fast around first base, and you need to know in advance what you'll do with the ball if it's lined back to you, or comes to you as a fast grounder, or is lined or grounded to another fielder. Do your thinking and planning before the pitch. Tag the bag with the foot opposite the glove hand. If you're right-handed, always tag with your right foot, unless a bad throw makes you shift to the right. On really high throws, try to tag the runner if you think your foot won't come down in time. Get to the bag before the infielder throws the ball. Don't make him wait for you, or the throw may be late or offline. If you're late, he may throw to where you're standing rather than to the bag. Play the ball, not the bag. Don't be afraid to come off the bag. Catch the ball first. If you stay on the bag and miss the ball, you're giving up extra bases. If you're pulled off the bag, you can still tag the runner. Too many first basemen let throws get through because they won't take their foot off the bag to get to the ball. As you can tell, this was important to most every good first baseman. When you play a team you've never faced before, memorize where each batter hits so you have a jump on him when he comes to bat the next time. Develop a chemistry with your pitcher and your second baseman. Ask them to underhand the ball to you whenever possible, and practice the double play until you're doing it automatically. Work on your footwork before you ever play a game. Always touch the sides of the bag, never stand on the bag, and straddle the bag until you know which way you're going to have to lean to take a throw. Don't commit too early or you may move the wrong way. Question 2. How do you change your playing position when there are runners on base? I got a lot of different answers here. Some first basemen don't change at all. Others said, I move in a step or two if runners are on base. I move in if there's a chance for a double play. I move in if there's a possible play at the plate. With runners on first and second, be ready for a throw from the third baseman. In that situation, we turn more double plays from third to first than from second to first. With a runner on first, I'll play farther from the base because on a grounder, the first throw will usually go to second rather than to me, and that gives me more time to get to the bag. Question 3. How do you change your playing position when the batter is a lefty? Again, lots of answers. I take two or three steps back for a lefty. I cheat toward the foul line when a lefty bats. I play at the same depth but closer to the line for a lefty. 95% of all batters give away where they're hitting before they swing. Watch their hips and the position of their feet. So I use that knowledge to position myself, whether the batter is a lefty or not. Question 4. Do you change anything when the top or the bottom of the order is up? Most everybody agreed you can't trust the lower hitters to be bad hitters. They said things like, it depends on the hitter. A lot of teams have good hitters at the bottom of the lineup too. Respect all the hitters in the lineup or you'll soon be embarrassed. I won't ease up on any hitter until I've seen him bat a couple of times and know he's not going to burn me. One first baseman had this exception. Batters near the bottom of the order tend to be slower runners, so I can play farther from the bag for them. Question 5. Do you prefer a glove or a mitt? I was surprised to hear a lot of first basemen who prefer a fielder's glove. Several of them said they started at another position, and so they had a regular glove and they didn't want to switch. Those who argued for the first baseman's mitt said they could scoop balls out of the dirt better. I prefer a mitt because it gives me a longer reach. Mitts have deeper pockets, and I'm less likely to drop the ball on a bad throw. I like the extra padding of a mitt. And one guy said, don't switch to a first baseman's mitt just because somebody tells you to. Use what you're most comfortable with. Question 6. Is the height of the first baseman really important? Surprisingly, I heard from a lot of short third basemen who think their lack of height is no handicap. Short people say no, tall people say yes. Here are some quotes. I'm 5'7", and I hold down first base with ease. I'm 5'2", and I'm the best first baseman on the team. Most bad throws are in the dirt or offline, not over my head, so my height doesn't matter. I get 2 or 3 throws a season over my head, but 2 or 3 throws a game in the dirt. Height is important only if you have infielders who can't throw. Height is a plus, but the ability to dig and stretch far outweighs the ability to jump high. I take a short guy who can dig and stretch over a tall, clumsy guy any day. Next time, we'll talk about the less formal aspects of playing first base, the tips, tricks, and secrets of the best first baseman. Thanks for listening, and please check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.